Cable News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
Just a few weeks ago on Cable's News In Depth, we interviewed filmmaker Sandra Lucco about her new documentary, Vanishing: A Love Story. The film recounts the last 6 months in the life of Kai Emmons, Eugene-based author, screenwriter, and teacher. Kai was diagnosed in early 2021 with bulbar onset ALS, a debilitating disease which takes away the power of speech before affecting the rest of the body. Always a strong and independent woman, Kai chose to end her life 2 years later through Oregon's Death with Dignity program. There currently is no cure for ALS, but there's some very promising research and hope for future victims of the disease. Our in-depth guests today are helping to fund that research. Holly Miller, Development Director, Special Events and Corporate Relations at ALS Northwest, and Elise Schumach, owner of Portland's Rose City Book Pub, a participant in this month's ALS for ALS campaign. Holly and Elise, thanks for joining us live in the KBOO studios.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks again.
Well, Holly, let's talk first about ALS Northwest. We mentioned Kai Emmons. Your organization got its start after the death of another beloved Oregon artist, musician Richard Burdell, who died from ALS in 1998?
That's correct.
And how'd you go from what began then to where you are now as ALS Northwest?
It's grown over time. It became started as a very small organization of just a few people volunteering. And one of the volunteers was Lance Christian, who is now our executive director. So it's grown from a 2- and 3-person organization to an organization of 20. We serve about 600 patients living with ALS in Oregon and Southwest Washington.
I want to talk about that because I looked on the webpage and the mission is twofold. Number one, to provide support and advocacy for people with ALS and their families, and two, to advance research for new treatments and hopefully a cure for ALS. Let's start with, what services do you offer to those 600 people who are currently living with the disease?
So the people who identify to our organization are helped as much or as little as they choose. Everyone's journey with ALS is different and personalized, so many times we come alongside them quickly, from going to clinic visits with them, going and doing one-on-one visits with our social workers in their home to talk to them about the disease, the things that they need to know, things that they should be aware of in the home, and kind of coaching them along the way. We run support groups, not only for the person who's diagnosed with ALS, but those who care for them.
Yes, a very important part of it, because that's a lot of work and a lot of emotional.
It's a lot. It's a lot to manage the disease from start to finish. So we come alongside. We have support groups for the people living with ALS. We have support groups for their care providers. We also run bereavement support groups because we recognize the journey with ALS doesn't end with the passing of the person who was diagnosed. So we come alongside. We have a medical equipment loan closet, so we do a lot of medical equipment loans. It's a very expensive disease. There's a lot of equipment needed, so we run a loan closet that lets people use that equipment at no charge. And everything that our organization does is at no charge to the person living with ALS, nor their care provider. So we rely very heavily on the fundraising that we do.
Do people just come to you with ALS and request help, and ALS Northwest is there for them?
Yes. So if they're diagnosed at a clinic, the clinic refers them to our organization. And if they, sometimes they come to us just on their, you know, just naturally. They look us up on the website. So it's a variety of ways. Sometimes it's recommendations through a friend or a family member who's heard of us in the past.
Now to the second part of ALS Northwest mission, the funding for research into treatments and possible cures for the disease. Who gets the money and how do you make that decision? You have several labs and clinical studies, I think, that you contribute to?
So we contribute to a number of studies, and those decisions are made. Previously, they were made in conjunction with the national organization, the ALS Association. Now they're made in conjunction with a group called ALS United. So our organization made the decision to become a separate entity from the national organization, but joined with other chapters around the nation. So we do a little of our own investing with the guidance of our board of directors, and we also partner with ALS United to look at what are the up-and-coming research projects that are going on and how best to invest in them. But it's an incurable disease. There are very few treatments right now, so it's critical to keep investing in a cure or treatments in the short term.
And there are different types of ALS, like Kai Emmons had bulbar onset, and that had a projected lifespan of another 2-3 years at most. And yet there's people like Stephen Hawking, who has ALS, who's still alive, though with the aid of a lot of devices to help him speak and get around.
The average life expectancy once you've been diagnosed with ALS, which can sometimes take up to a year or two to accurately diagnose, is 2 to 5 years. But that's an average. So, of course, there's people who live much longer than that, and there's people who don't get to live that long. So we serve all of those people. We have patients who've been living with it for decades, and we have patients that are people that we serve that come alongside of them, and it's just a matter of months between getting to know them and their passing.
Now, I've read of some very promising results. We talked a little bit before we sat down in front of the mics. You mentioned there was one study that was in clinical trials for medication, but it didn't quite work out. Are you seeing some other studies that might be a little bit more promising? Maybe there's a light at the end of the tunnel for people who are suffering from this disease?
I think there's multiple studies out there that are doing great work and good things. We have one study right now that seems to be helping people who are diagnosed with genetic ALS. You have 10% of patients diagnosed with ALS have a genetic component. And so for those patients, there's a drug on the market right now that seems to be helping a bit.
So the money that's going to research, we're seeing results.
We're definitely seeing results. And, you know, the Ice Bucket Challenge is 10 years old this year.
Oh, that's right.
We just had an Ice Bucket Challenge celebration last weekend, kind of, you know, celebrating the success. All the money that the awareness that it raised and the money that it brought in has really helped move the needle. But we need that needle to keep going. So our organization works hard to make sure that there's awareness out there, there's community support for our patients, people living with ALS, and that we're advancing research.
Now, Elise, we've talked several times before about your Rose City Book Pub, which you started back in 2018. The pub sells used books and serves beer, wine, and food, which is a great combination, especially in Portland. So we're grateful to you for thinking of this. And you host a variety of community events there, readings, live music, trivia night, book groups. This month, you're also helping fund ALS research as part of an Ales for ALS campaign. Can you tell us about Ales for ALS? You're partnering with a brewery, right? Bailbreaker?
Yeah. So Bailbreaker Brewery started this. They are a fourth generation hop farmer family and first generation brewers. And so their official program, I think, is usually in June, and they donate the hops to some of their regular customers and then ask those customers to donate the money they would have spent to ALS research and support. And so I've always liked carrying their beer, and I like what they stand for. And I try, and I'm trying to get back on track, I try to have at least one fundraiser every month. And so I planned this with Danny, my rep from Bailbreaker. We've done this every year, ever since I met the folks from Bailbreaker. And so what we are doing is $2 from every Bailbreaker beer all month long goes to ALS Northwest. And then also we had a bingo night, and the money from the bingo cards was going to go to that.
Oh, I was going to ask you how that went. Was it pretty packed for bingo night for ALS?
Well, you know, no, it wasn't. It's a Monday night in the summer, and any restaurant and bar knows that in the summertime it's sometimes hard to convince people to come in because they're at the coast or Hood River or any of the things
calling.
Happening at the waterfront. And so it wasn't very happening, but we had a good time, and the host had a blast, and people were there with, you know, good intentions and good spirits.
Yeah, I should mention also that Ales for ALS started in 2013. It's raised more than $5.5 million for ALS research. Yeah. Even though you're partnering with Bailbreaker as part of the Ales for ALS program, you have the opportunity to give the money, the funds that you collect this month, to an organization, and you've chosen Holly's organization, ALS Northwest.
Yeah, we have the discretion to choose any ALS organization. I think people largely give to ALS TDI, which is the one that Bailbreaker suggests, but I think that they give people the flexibility to give to somebody local too. Balebreaker is interesting because they're in the Yakima Valley, and that's where hops are grown for, you know, so many of the hops in America. And currently I have three people that I love who have ALS. And
I was going to ask you about personal connections.
Yeah, and I've just supported this anyway. I mean, Balebreaker was doing it. I said, sure, sounds like a great program. But one of the people is my mom's childhood friend from the Yakima Valley. And my understanding, and I am not a professional, and maybe Holly knows better, but that there is some epigenetic evidence, and that there are regions and things like that where ALS is overrepresented. And I think that
Yakima Valley is one of them.
ALS and MS and a couple of other things that seem to have some things in common. And, you know, the other thing they grow there is apples, and apples are sprayed a lot. And so that's one of the guesses.
It could be environmental connection rather than a genetic one in that case.
And then the second person that I love right now who has ALS is my childhood friend. And the possible epigenetics there was that their house had black mold. And so the first thing that they did was that they did a GoFundMe to raise money to get rid of the black mold, and then also to retrofit the house for his different mobility needs that are going to be coming up.
Well, Holly, as development director of ALS Northwest, you handle special events. Mm-hmm. And a big one's coming up next month, the annual fundraiser, Light the Way Gala and Live Auction. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So we do a variety of events throughout the year. We have ski events, walk events, a ride, but we also do a gala auction dinner. So it'll be taking place on September 21st over at the Oregon Convention Center. They've been strong partners with us over the years. So we gather anywhere between 500, 600 people to come together for dinner. We have a silent auction, and then we have a live auction component. We also share a mission moment, making people aware of what ALS is and the impact of that on both the people living with it and those who take care of them.
Where can people find out more about ALS Northwest and the Light the Way annual fundraiser and buy tickets if they'd like in advance? September 21st, coming up fast.
It's coming up really fast. I can't believe it. So you can go to ALS Northwest website, so Oregon, ALSOregon.org, and find a link to it there under our special event area. We have tickets on sale. It's $200 a person, or you can buy a table of 10 for $2,000. But it's a great night. Mm.
Well, Holly and Elise, thanks so much for joining us at KABU and for all the good work you're doing on ALS research and supporting the people who have it.
Thank you, Ken.
We've been talking with Holly Miller, Development Director, Special Events and Corporate Relations at ALS Northwest, and Elise Schumach, owner of the Rose City Book Pub in Northeast Portland. You can learn more about ALS Northwest and their annual fundraiser at alsoregon.org. And if you'd like to join in on Ales for ALS and have a beer or two for a very good cause, the Rose City Book Pub is located at 1329 Northeast Fremont in Portland. This is Ken Jones for KABU's News in Depth.